Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we are going round table, that is. It's going to be our way to get in on the important happenings of the day. So here we go with Trumponomics, the financial impact of what would actually happen if this guy became the 45th president.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Sean, can you believe that?
Oh my God. As my son Chase would say, OMG.
I hear you.
You know, Arlington, I can honestly say I've been in this country 20 years. I love Canada to death, but I have a special love affair relationship, intense relationship with Brooklyn. Like, you would have to carve me out of Brooklyn to make me leave here. You know, I want my body chopped up in pieces sprinkled throughout the borough of Brooklyn. But I can honestly tell you, Trump, with his style and his way and what he's trying to do, has made me consider that I may have to move back to Ottawa, Canada, and create a Brooklyn of my own in Canada, because I may not stick around for this guy being president. I'm sorry.
All right, well, let's look at that. As two Canadians, we definitely are impacted by some of these Trump-isms. When you have Justin Trudeau wanting to ban the guy from the country, the things he said about minorities, the things he said about Ted Cruz being stupid because he was Canadian, you know, and he's been going after this NAFTA deal, which has heavy financial impacts on Canada, which is their number one trading partner, right, Dion?
Absolutely. I mean, as of 2012, total trade was $707 billion.
And he's trying to throw that away, Sean. What are you thinking?
I'm just going to, you guys focus on all the facts and whatnot. I'm focusing on the ignorance of this man, okay? I'm just sorry. I'm just very upset. I'm very emotional. I don't get this way. But I'm focusing on the ignorance of this man. He makes a comment about this guy, Cruz, and says that I know why he's not bright, because he's born in Canada. Yeah. How do you say that with your number one trading partner, where you trade billions of dollars? What's the exact figure of what Canada trades with the U.S., Dion? What is it?
707, she said.
$707 billion or trillion? Is it billion or trillion? What
billion.
Are we, the trillions or the billion dollars of annual trade with a country? It's the number one trading partner of any two countries in the world.
Right.
And you insult the intelligence of the country. And furthermore, he has a Trump hotel in Toronto.
That's always the funniest part about him, right? He'll come up with some crazy stuff that he's already participating in. Now, what do you think about him jumping NAFTA? What will the financial impact on that be?
Well, Arlington, Dion, and Sean, the three people on this show, we would not be in America if it wasn't for free trade, because America and Canada allowing the free trade labor allowed us to come here.
Right.
And studies have shown it's a small impact on this whole, you know, trying to keep the American goods in America and keep American workers hired. I know there's people on the show listening and say, well, you know, I was replaced by an immigrant worker, and I understand that, and I feel sorry for you, but in the macro level of things, the impact is small.
That's true.
And to sacrifice Canada, who supplies Eastern... Remember when the power outage happened in New York?
Yep.
It started in Canada. We supply the whole Eastern Seaboard with electricity.
Oh, yeah.
So Niagara what do you want us to do, Trump? Kidding? Turn off the lights? That's is that what you want us to do? Should we turn off the lights if you become president? What are you going to do? Are you going to come back to us now? Do you want to charge a 40% tariff on us sending electricity to you guys? Is that what you want? Because I think what we should do, Justin, is just say, okay, let's turn off the lights and see what happens.
That's it. Trump's turning off the lights in Canada, but he's building a wall in Mexico.
And he wants the president of Mexico, the Mexico people, to pay for it. Did you hear what the Mexican
president replied? They were like, hell no, they're not paying for that.
He was vulgar. He used the F word. And like, and nobody, and everybody excused him for using the F word. You want me to build a wall to permit my own, to prevent my own people from coming into the United States.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Okay. Wasn't there something Arlington in California that were like a day without Mexicans or something like that, and the effects of that?
Yeah. I mean, the reality is, in LA, we did have a day of protest where the Mexican people said, okay, you want to see what it's like? We're going to give you a day without Mexicans. There was a state that decided they were going to get rid of all their Mexicans, and they had to beg them back.
Yeah, what happened with that, Dion? What was that all about?
Sure, that was actually in Postville, Iowa,
yep,
in 2008. So the Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided a slaughterhouse and meatpacking plant. They detained about 389 undocumented workers,
right,
jailed 300 of them.
Wow.
Basically, the raid caused more than 1,000 immigrants that weren't caught to leave town.
Right.
The town was only a town of 2,300, devastated the entire economy.
Yeah,
because people don't understand the trickling effect. These people have to rent apartments. These people have to go to the grocery store, buy groceries. These people are going out and, you know, entertainment, going to movies, drinking beer, all that kind of, that has
and
a trickling effect on
the
economy.
And they pay taxes.
Exactly.
People always say they don't pay taxes. You think when a Mexican guy buys a car or buys a shirt or whatever, he's not paying taxes.
Or buys a Diet Coke. There's not tax on it.
He's
exactly.
paying taxes. What he doesn't get is any taxes back. But no one's ever worried about that. But let's go back to this wall. Trump is proposing to build a wall that will be over 2,000 miles long at a cost of... how many billions, Dion?
Between $400 and $600 billion by the time everything is done, right? You would lose 11 million people in terms of labor force, right? And basically they're saying the whole thing would take about 20 years to complete, all right? Although he says he could do it in 18 months, just putting it out there.
Yeah, of course, because he's Superman. He's super Trump.
And I'm not trying to make – I don't want to go there, but sometimes I don't want to make the Hitler-Trump comparison because I don't even think it's warranted to have that. But did anybody ever hear about the Berlin Wall and what happened to that? I mean, do people not know history?
Yes.
What happened to that?
How successful
are gonna,
that was.
Exactly. People are going to tear it down, destroy it. It'll cause more harm than good.
Yep.
You think a wall is going to prevent people coming into a country? Do you really believe that? They've been digging tunnels for years through the border. Do you really think that's going to be a preventative course of action?
Well, you know,
it's all just for show. It's for show. It would have zero impact to the flow of immigrants between the United States and Mexico.
Well, the reality is that they were saying that the immigrant problem has been dropped onto the Mexican face, but no one talks about the Russian guy, the people from all these other countries around the world who are a much more significant problem to immigration than the Mexican population.
Don't focus on the Mexican. People are coming in from all over the world as refugees. Does America have an immigration problem that needs to be reformed? Yes, I agree. He's right on that point.
Yes.
But excluding everybody and saying, don't come in, you're not welcome, when this country was built off immigrants, was founded by immigrants, will continue to thrive because of immigrants, is the wrong approach. It's never been in Americans' history that they've survived without immigrants. So I don't understand why anybody believes that in 2016, we will survive without immigrants, because it's never been a part of American history.
Exactly. And I think it's crazy when immigrants start calling other immigrants immigrants. Not to mention, how the hell are you going to round up 11 million people and deport them back to their country? They're saying it's going to cost between $419 to $619 billion to deport all the illegal people here. And that's nuts. Who's going to pay that?
And when they do that, there'll still be dollar cabs running on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. There'll still be Mexicans working in the kitchens. There'll still be people, Mexicans landscaping. There'll still be Russians living in Bay Ridge, okay? It's not going to go, and it's not going to resolve the problem.
You know, this guy is crazy, and he's really feeding people a bag of BS.
And that's not brown sugar.
No, it's not. You're right, Sean. That definitely doesn't stand for brown sugar. And after this, we'll be back with the speed round. Matt, what do you have?
Starting a new business or growing an existing one requires someone who understands how to build brands. LIC Marketing Group will take the time to listen to your specific needs and help you achieve your business goals. With over 15 years' experience in branding and marketing, your company will be given the tools necessary to be recognized and grow in a challenging environment. Services include logos, websites, packaging, brand identity systems, marketing campaigns, and social media strategy. Call 718-932-6367 or visit licmarketing.com and click on Portfolio to see our award-winning designs. Don't wait any longer. Get started promoting your business today.
Black guys. All right, gentlemen, to your corners. This is speed round time. Let's keep it short and sweet.
All right, bring it.
Dun 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 dun. Bring it on, man. I'm ready. Dun 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 dun. Go with it, Dion. What is it?
Trump has laid out a very specific, simplified tax code called the 1-5-10-15. 1% tax on the first $30,000 in income, 5% tax on all income between $30,000 and $100,000, 10% tax on all income between $100,000 and $1 million, and 15% rate on all income above $1 million. What are your thoughts on that?
First off, I think you might as well just call this the Romney tax, because Romney, with all his wealth, only paid 12%. I'm a Canadian. I believe in paying taxes for services rendered. And I think if with a flat tax like this, these varied flat taxes, a lot of income needed for the country will be lost.
On the contrary, once again, I like Trump on this one. I give him credit for trying to make things simple. And I think things should be made simple. Accountants may not like it, but I think the general public would like a simplified tax reform.
All right, show me the money. That's all I have to say.
All right, gentlemen. Voters are saying if he runs the country like he runs his businesses, we'll be better off. What do you think about that?
I don't think we're going to be better off, because I'm not even sure why this guy is noted as being such a great businessman. His dad gave him $1 million that people say if he had just taken it and dumped it in the stock market, he'd be richer than he is. He uses bankruptcy like a get-out-of-jail-free card. And he's got thousands of dead bodies in his path.
You can't hate Trump for levering the system, making it work for him. I mean, although he's using bankruptcy to his advantage, this is what the law allows. So he's just using, he's exercising that right. You know, as far as his dad only bought real estate in Brooklyn. And he was able to leverage that, take the earnings from his dad's real estate ventures, and think beyond Brooklyn, think Manhattan.
Take the
think
earnings. He inherited,
think beyond Brooklyn, beyond Manhattan, throughout the world. He branded
his
Trump thing.
$1 million and you bought five houses in... You bought five buildings in Manhattan. Does that make you an astute businessman?
Not necessarily, but when you buy buildings in Toronto, you buy buildings around the world, you try to establish golf course. He's a forward thinker. You try to build casinos. He leveraged that money, and I can't deny what he's done.
What about the failed businesses? It's
like, yes, he's had Trump Airlines, Trump Vodka.
You can't just talk about Jordan on the shots he hit. Yeah, you got to talk about the misses.
You got to talk about the misses. You got to talk about the failures. Yeah, he's had some big...
constant litigation. Think about this. We could potentially have a president who will be in court on litigation over his business dealings prior to him winning the election.
God bless
Touché.
America.
Enough said.
Trump's brand has contributed an enormous amount to his net worth. He says more than $3 billion. But how will that Trump effect translate in the White House? Thoughts?
Arlington, I got to inject on this one. I mean, I'm just picturing the White House with a big Trump brand, big Trump gold signs over it. And I don't know how that's going to reflect the American brand, and if the American people are really prepared for something like that. And the rest of the world, for that matter.
I agree. But I think the other thing we have to consider is this guy talks off the top of his head all the time. When he says stuff like, you know, we're in the middle of a real estate bubble, or America's losing financially to all these countries and we need to raise tariffs. These things have impacts on the global economy. They have impact on the domestic stock market. Money is lost, and you know, money is lost just off of the things that presidents say, and he doesn't think about that stuff.
He's already, countries have already spent, want to ban the U.S. if he became U.S. president from coming to their country.
Well,
you know
what
that does for diplomacy? You know, yeah. America is, as much as people like to protect American workers, American police, we export, the American brand is sold throughout the world in abundance. That yeah. will slow down the sales and services of American, not even just American goods, American services, consultants, lawyers, accountants, doctors.
Well, the thing you have to can give the guy at least is he's consistent. He's got a brand that's built on brash, braggadocious, often skewed facts. And if he became president, I think he would lead with that same type of BS. Once again, not for brown sugar.
All right, and that's a wrap for our speed round.
Well, there you have it. Remember to email any questions or comments you have to 2blackguysgoodcredit@financiallyclean.com. Follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at 2blackguysgoodcredit. I'm Arlington, from one half of 2 Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean, the other half of 2 Black Guys with Good Credit, and see you next week, podcast people.
And I'm Dion, the lady with the facts. Later.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.